Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Good evening to everyone. Thank you for joining us. Special thank you to Jake Weinman, our host, for his tireless effort in making all of this possible. 7 days a week, 24/7, well, not exactly 24/7, Shabbos, he does the work, but certainly the ideas that we learn 6 days a week percolate on Shabbos Kodesh. So it's as if Jake is bringing us Torah 7 days a week. Tonight we are learning Zeichu Le'ilui Nishmas, Rebbetzin Simi Wagner, Sima Bas Harav Ben Tzion. May her neshama have an aliyah, Lichtiger Gan Eden. Learning also, as we always learn every week, Zecher u'le'ilu nishmas manish Yitzchak ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. Special thank you to the sponsor. With this, we will begin this parsha. This parsha Asre'eh. There are many mitzvahs in this parsha. Quite a parsha. It's quite a long parsha, and especially Rashi. Perhaps you get the record. There are really many. Rashi is very, very long in this parsha. Rashi reveals many yesodos in life, and all the hashkafa of the Torah is found in Rashi. And Parashas Re'eh occupies a special place in the Torah. And there are many mitzvahs, especially the end of the parsha we lay in every single year on the Shalosh Regalim, and the parsha of Kol HaBachor. The Chutz Li'aretz discusses three Moadim, Shalosh Regalim, Shalosh Pamim HaShana, Yirei Kol Zechorchas, Pnei Hashem Elokecha, and we also learn about the mitzvah of tzedakah, and we learn about all of the kosher birds, kosher animals, the kosher fish. We learn about Avodah Zarah. Really quite a passion. Really is. So many mitzvahs as we come to the end of the year, we're getting quite a recap of the Torah. I want to focus on Perek Yudalev, the beginning of Perek Yudalev, where the pasuk says, "Bonim atem laHashem Elokeichem." You are children, Klal Yisrael. You are children in my eyes, and therefore I have a special commandment for you. Loi tis goydidu, veloi sosimu karcha bein einechem lones. The background to this pasuk is the commandment in Eretz Canaan, where Klal Yisrael is heading, perhaps in the Midbar. And they are surrounded by other nations. They come in contact with other nations, the different territories. It seems that the Goyim had a custom that when one of their relatives was helping, they would gash themselves. They would cut their forehead or their hair, their head, with razors. And this was a sign, an expression of mourning, great, great loss. Don't, Torah tells us, do not behave like the Goyim. If Rachmana Litzlan, the person loses a relative, long to them. Do not gash yourself. Do not cut yourself. Mutilate your bodies to the degree that blood comes from. The loisosimu karcha bein einechem. And similarly, do not pull out your fish. Do not make a bald spot over the loss of a relative. This is not the Jewish way. Although this was common practice among the Goyim, among the Gentiles, to mourn and express their mourning by gashing themselves, causing blood to come out, ripping out one's hair, and creating a bald spot. Don't do it. Do not mourn in such a way. Ki am kadosh at you, Klal Yisrael, holy. Hashem Elokim Echah. Uvchon you, Vokher Hashem. Hashem chose lihiyos lo to be la'am segula, a nation we call amin. Asher al pnei ha'olam. So this may seem a bit strange to us because we don't have this custom among us to do this when. The world doesn't have the Gentiles, even the Gentiles today in our times do not have this custom to to gash themselves and to cause there to be a bald spot. But just in case, the Torah is telling us that these times they would do such. And let me read Rashi. Rashi, what Rashi says over here. Rashi over here says, Loi tiskoididu, Loi titnu gedida, the seret, bivsarchem. Do not put a gedida, a seret, in your flesh. Al meis kederch shehamarim, just like the Amarim, the Canaanim, I assume. Lefi sheatem bonav shel makom. You are fit to be beautiful. Below you do and not have gashes. And you should not be bold. Do not do this between your eyes. It doesn't mean literally between your eyes. It means on the forehead. It says this pasuk elsewhere. It says it by Kohanim. And there it says, do not make a bald spot on your head. The whole head, this doesn't just include the area in front of your head, but it includes your entire head. Ki am kodosh ato, you're holy. Kedushas atzmecha me'avosecha, your holiness is rooted in your forefathers. The oid bochar Hashem, Hashem has chosen you. A custom, this was an ancient custom by the Goyim, and we are not allowed to do this. Obviously, this stems from Emuna, meaning that the Goyim, they were idolaters. They did not believe in Hashem. They did not receive the Torah. They do not know that there is something called the Neshama. After death, the Neshama lives on. The Neshama lives on forever. There is Tchiyas HaMeisim, and the Neshama will come back. And by a Gentile, when a person leaves this world, it's over. The neshama dissipates, disappears. It dies forever. And it's a great loss for the living. You have a hard time dealing with the loss of a person. But Klal Yisrael, neshama is not lost. The neshama first begins. The neshama, a person is very, very much alive in the other world. He's more alive than he ever was. He lives on. He's involved in seeing what takes place in this world. He knows the events that are happening amongst his relatives. We have a concept that we pray for the dead and they pray for us. We have all these different, Chazal tell us, all these different customs on the yard site. And we say Yizkor on the Shalosh Regalim and Yom Kippur. Part of the reason why we say Yizkor is that the Neshama should remember us. We remember the Neshama, and the Neshama should remember us. The Neshama should pray for us. And we pray for the neshama, we give tzedakah for the neshama. The neshama lives on. There is no need to be depressed and gash ourselves in mourning over a neshama. From this pasuk, we learn a very important halacha. We wear tefillin. We have a minhag to wear tefillin. A Jew wears tefillin. Every male from the time he's bar mitzvah puts on tefillin. And let us discuss specifically the tefillah shel reish, the tefillin on the head. Where is the proper location for the tefillin on the head? So we all know, it says in the pasuk, v'hayola ois al yotcha uli totafos bein einecha. The word totafos means tefillin. It is apparently a Greek word, or different interpretations what the word means itself, an ornament. A object of beauty, decoration. Some say it's an Egyptian word, which means glasses, like what we have today, glasses. It means glasses. They would have glasses, they would keep it on their forehead and pull it down over their eyes when they need to read. Something like that. You shall have the totafos bein einecha, and you shall wear tefillin on your forehead, between your eyes. Now, although the pasuk says literally, you shall wear tefillin between your eyes, we know that we do not wear it between our eyes. We raise the tefillin above on the forehead in the place where hair grows or where hair used to grow. As you get older, right here, by some people, seems to disappear. Grass doesn't grow on busy streets. And where hair used to grow is where the location of the tefillin should be. Very important. Some people, after a while, they're sore due to sweat or It's not properly fastened. It's not properly sized. When one purchases it, when one gets the tefillin tend to slip and they go lower on the forehead. It's no good. The person has to be on guard to make sure the tefillin are not on the forehead, not between his eyes, but raised on the head in a place where hair grows. How do you know that? How do you know to translate the words beinenecha to uproot the simple meaning of the pasuk beinenecha and to translate that tefillin shall go on the forehead in the place where, and not on the forehead, above the forehead in the place where hair grows? So the Gemara says it's this pasuk, the source, when you see a man who wears tefillin and his tefillin is on his head, high up, where hair grows, it's because of this pasuk. Lo tisgodudu, don't gash yourselves. Do not make a korcha, a bald spot, bein einechem, between your eyes. Just like over here, it cannot possibly mean literally on your nose, on your forehead, which is between your eyes, because on your nose or your forehead, it's not a place where hair grows for which you could be chayiv, you can be guilty of a korcha, of making a bald spot. A bald spot means in a place where hair grows, and it has to thus mean, beinenecha means between your eyes, above, basically in between. Where is this location? Between your eyes on the head where hair grows. And as Rashi says, we have another derasha to teach you the entire rest of the head. So too, when it says by tefillin, you shall put the tefillin between your eyes, it means on your head where hair grows. That's the makor. That is the source of this very important halacha that the proper location of tefillin shall be on the head and not between, literally between the eyes of the forehead. But let's go one step further. How could it be? Isn't it very strange that we should learn the halacha of tefillin from death, the prohibition to make a bald spot if a relative dies? Besides the literal drasha of beinenecha, but part of the gezeirah shavah, part of learning from one pasuk from another pasuk, is the concept. We're learning tefillin from the way a non-Jew conducts himself when a relative dies? Really? Isn't that strange? Tefillin are sacred. They're sacred. It's perhaps the holiest object that we come in contact with. Tashmish with Kedusha. What are we learning out here from this pasuk? So perhaps this pasuk is teaching us the secret of tefillin. Obviously, tefillin, there are many, many concepts, too numerous to count. But there is a whole new dimension here that we are learning from this pasuk. We're discussing death, the death of a relative, life. When a person dies, it triggers a reaction. A reaction, person lived, spent a whole life, and it's over. How do we relate to that? How do we relate to our own lives? We all know that we're going to die. It's just a matter of time. How do we live our lives knowing that it is coming upon us death? So we look at how the goyim, non-Jew, an idolater, who has no, is not grounded in Yirat Shamayim, in Torah, he looks at life as temporary. He doesn't see the big picture, the hashoras haneshama. This life is just a prozdor to the next world, a land of opportunity to do mitzvahs, to do Torah. And when life is over, that he gashes himself, he makes scratches on his head, he makes baldness, a bald spot, and he does terrible things to his body. We, Klal Yisrael, in response to death, we put tefillin on our eyes. We put in the same place where a non-Jew makes a mark, makes a bald spot, makes a cut. We put on the same spot tefillin which says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We express our emuna pshuta, the yichud shel olam. We are the goyim who have rejected the Torah, do not have a plan, a guide. Rejected the Torah, we have the Torah. We put on the same location tefillin in which it is written, Shema Yisrael, the Hoyim Shemaya, and the other two prophets. We express emunah at the end of life. And thus, it triggers a belief in ourselves to recognize we will also live on in the next world and take advantage of everything that we have in this world to get ready for the next. To fill in, it is interesting, there are four compartments. There are four compartments on the tefillin. They're all very tightly pressed together. And in between the four parashios, in between the four compartments, there are suitois. The word the suita is exactly the word that Rashi here uses to describe to describe lotis goyim. The goyim, when time of death, there is frustration. There is frustration and there is a physical cut in the body. Rashi over here says, lotis goydidu, lotis sidnu gidido viseret vivsarchem al meis keder shamurim oisen. Don't put a seret in your body. In the Talmudic terminology of describing the four compartments of tefillin, the same word is used. There are suritos. There are marks to separate the four compartments. We put the mark on the tefillin, not in our body. They are in the tefillin, as if to show they are in the location of Shema Yisrael. We express our emunah. That needs more explanation. I don't have clarity in what it means, but it just, there's a similarity between the two. Also, tefillin is very unique in that an ovel, on the day, the first day, when a person loses a relative, he does not wear tefillin. Under no condition, on the day of death, even if the person, the relative, is buried and he is no longer an onein, he is only an ovel, there's a very strict halacha. A person does not wear tefillin on the first day when he loses a relative. Yacharisa ki yoim mar. It is a bitter day. We all know that on Tisha B'Av, we don't wear tefillin in the morning. Why is that? Well, when we compare tefillin to this parasha, Bonim Atem Hashem Elokecha Elokim Skoydidu, it's easier to understand because tefillin is a response to this mitzvah. A person dies, a person comes face to face with the purpose of life, its temporary existence. And we look at how the nations of the world respond. This was the custom in ancient times. It was something that they really could not deal with. It was frightening when they're faced with the reality that we're only here for a short period of time. Our relatives die, we die. And the non-Jews, they were frightened, they were terrified, they were despondent. And it was natural to cut themselves to make bald spots. Klal Yisrael, you're above that. You're an Am Kodesh. You're a holy nation. You're a holy nation. Ki Am Kodesh ato l'Hashem Elokecha l'cho bochar Hashem liyos lo li'am segula. We say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem, Chazal say, Hashem wears tefillin. In Hashem's tefillin, it says, Nika Amcho Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And here the Pasuk says, you are an Am Kodosh. Tefillin are Tashmishei Kedusha. They're not Tashmishei Mitzvah. There's almost no halacha of Tashmishei Kedusha. We wear tefillin. Tefillin on the body. We put on the body a dovah shebe kedusha, a tashmish de mitzvah. Only other thing that is a tashmish de mitzvah is a sefer Torah. A sefer Torah we don't put on the body. This is something that we put on our body. It's awesome. It is a response to life. Although we come face to face with death, the realization that we are only here a short period of time. We are an Am Kodosh. We are Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. And in contrast to the Goyim making marks and making a bald spot, what do we have? We make marks between the Parshiyos. There is hair coming out of the Tfilin. There's a little hole in the Tfilin in which the Sa'ar Shel Egel, different interpretations of what that hair is for, but we can say that there is hair of an Egel coming out of the Tfilin. We don't go bald. We have hair. The Sa'ar Shel Egel is coming out, protruding from the Tfilin. There are Saritas on the Tfilin. In the Tfilin it says, we don't despair. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It is a response to appreciating life. But we have to be realistic. We have to be realistic that at the day of death, the Achariso Kiyoy Mar, we're not ready. Torah is very practical. We can't skip steps. We can't jump. We can't assume, strive for extreme holiness. On Tisha B'Av, time of mourning, national mourning, we can't assume that we are ready to rise higher. Instead, we just don't wear tefillin. One day, we stay away from tefillin. We're not yet ready to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're human. We are human. Everything in we live is to go higher, to rise higher. But in the meantime, we have to take the steps. The second day, okay, the bitterness has subsided. Now we're ready to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to resume our quest in going higher and achieving Kedusha and coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we zoiche that the lesson over here of Leit is going to do be absorbed within us. We shall look at this ancient minhag that the Goyim had and use it to appreciate. We are not like that. We are a nation that's holy. We strive for Kedusha. And when we strive for Kedusha, we will succeed. Yirtzeh Hashem will be blessed. I wish you all a very good week, a week of success, Hatzlacha, and you should be zoiche to the coming of Mashiach b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi. God bless you and your family.
Thank you very much. You too. You too. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Have a great night, everybody.
Take care.